we said, okay, well, let's become a catalyst. Hopefully, يتبنى معنا الكل.
How are people responding to these efforts?
How much capital is being deployed from month to month?
No way to grow internally.
Hello, Yusuf and Huda. Welcome to our podcast. قبل ما ندخل في الموضوع حابة أتعرف بيكو أكتر. هدى, please go ahead.
Okay, so أنا هدى غزي. I'm initially a professor of strategy, so I come from completely different field. And 9 years ago, I had the chance to attend a great training in Columbia University. I went back to my country jealous, and I was like, why is it that we are not able to build, to get the university to be in the heart, at the heart of an innovation ecosystem? And my journey started at that time. And today I'm leading, I left university and I'm leading an NGO that I created in at that time, 8 years ago, called Open Startup International. This organization serves specifically the African entrepreneurs all the way from ideation to investment readiness. And we do it in a special way where we bring the best universities, investors, all of the ecosystem players to support the entrepreneurs. We work specifically with Columbia University and MIT. We've added Polytechnique in France, and we're growing, making sure and trying to make sure that we can help Africa as much as possible.
That's amazing. Also very similar to what we do at VentureX. Yusuf, please tell us a little bit more.
Well, يعني نحن الفلسفي اللي بدأت في VentureX is probably, يعني هي عبارة عن تراكم معرفي. التراكم بدأ من دخولي في مجال المجال الهيكلي اللي نقول, يعني عن الستارتابس والانتربرنورشيب. يعني هذه المصطلحات قبل 2012 بالنسبة لي أنا يعني كشخص. وحتى يعني من 2000 إلى 2012 هذه المصطلحات غائبة, غير حاضرة يعني في المحيط العام اللي نحن نشأنا فيه. ولما أقول نشأنا فيه, أنا يعني بدأنا نحن في المملكة العربية السعودية, وبالتالي بعدين انتقلت إلى الأردن واستقريت فيها. وكلمة entrepreneur أو ريادي, venture capital, رأس مال جريء, هذه المصطلحات كلها were basically new to me في 2012. And I became CEO of, يعني جتني فرصة أو دعيت أني أكون من الناس اللي had the chance to continue a journey. وبال 2013 I was a CEO of Oasis 500, وظلت في هذه المسؤولية إلى أن انتقلت منها بال 2016. كان أولا اكتمل الاستثمار بالمحفظة الأولى اللي كانت موجودة معنا. And I had a lot of opportunities to deliver different tracks of focus. So on one side, we spoke about tech. So Oasis 500 was a flagship. وكان في فلسفة تدور ما بيني وبين يعني الآن دولة الدكتور عمر رزاز. He was then, he became Prime Minister of Jordan, but he was then رئيس or the head of صندوق الملك عبد الله الثاني للتنمية. And the philosophy was, what is acceleration? وكم نحتاج نحن مسرعات أعمال داخل الأردن أو يعني في السياق الأردني بشكل عام. And it was a very interesting and lovely, enriching discussion to have. واستمر هذا الدسكشن في مراحل وجودي في Oasis 500 إلى انتقالي إلى something called probably maybe a similar يعني freeze point, which was شيء اسمه the Innovation Solution Board, اللي دعيت فيه إنه to think about innovation at a country level. The simple answer to this was more accelerators and more venture capital. And VentureX came as an answer to the how. يعني كيف يتم ذلك. And we focus on two things. We focus on accelerators. And we focus on developing a venture capital space, أو استقطاب تصميم محافظ استثمارية تركز على early stage of startups. مع مراعاة التحدي الكبير في التغير في المصطلحات. يعني أصبح عندنا تعريفات مختلفة to early stage. اللي بيقول لك early stage is يعني defined by the idea and the inception of that idea. أو اللي يقول لك إنه لا والله the early stage is defined by the amount of money that the founder requires or needs. And that brought us to create يعني VentureX. We launched it ببدايات 2019, and we are where we are today مع مراعاة طبعا التقلبات اللي مرينا فيها. وفي الوسط we had COVID as a major global interruption that changed a lot of things in our lives. So that's really where we are today and what we're trying to do at VentureX.
حلو قوي. احنا النهارده هنتكلم عن الانفستمنت وهنتكلم عن الالتيرناتيف ديفلوبمنت ان جنرال. بس قبل ما اجت انتو ذيز توبكس انا بحب دايما ابدا البودكاست بالستيريوتايبس. احنا هنا نورث افريكا ميدل ايست اربز كول ات واتس يو كان كول ات واتس يو ويل. بس عايزه اعرف منكم ايه الستيريوتايبس اللي بتمسكوا انتوا شخصيا تعرفوها عن العرب او سمعتوها عن العرب او الافريكانز او الميدل ايست و it could be true could be partially true or not at all true بس حابين ان دي حاجه تتغير.
Interesting question. انا I must say اللي today myself I would more affiliate myself in general as an African. I don't know if it comes from the fact that I've been kind of completely immersed in this mission that I'm serving, so it can be that. But it is true that when you say Arab world and innovation, most probably, I think that firstly, it's a very, very difficult definition because you might have in that mosaic the GCC, and the GCC have their own, we have our own perception of like what's happening between Saudi, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Dubai, that's already different, but where we would say Jordan is the kitchen, Saudi Arabia is the market, Abu Dhabi is the capital, Qatar is trying, putting a lot of money and a lot, everything is to be built, Dubai is transactional, and then you look at the Northern Africa, I would say lagging behind, oftentimes poorer countries, where you would have Tunisia is advanced one in terms of regulation, but very, very few resources and small market. Morocco is the thriving one, but still we don't see as of now a lot of interesting exits as we could have seen in Tunisia with InstaDeep and Expensia. And then you would look at Algeria, it's like, oh, wow, this is really super close, but probably the new minister is going to do something. And Libya is still in a kind of finding its own way to politically stabilize. So I would say if you look at this whole continuum of countries, different stories, but we do not see it as being the one that has the highest potential as of now. Regulations that are different, governance and leaderships of countries that are also oftentimes not making innovation like really prevail as we could see in Rwanda or elsewhere. And I would also say oftentimes less profitable, less exits in general, if we look at some of the countries. That's what would come to my mind. And despite that the language is the same, despite that, like oftentimes we might say everyone's Muslim, so there should have been something that is similar. But in reality, I would really think that this is the place where you have the biggest differences and the less collaboration. And it's incredible to see.
يعني إذا يمكن أني أضيف أنا or I can add a couple of things. I mean من ناحية or from an angle. So مرة أخرى I'm going to basically take stock of the last 12 years. يعني في خلال 12 سنة اللي مضت are we where we should be? Not at all. يعني we're very much far from where we should be بعد 12 سنة of looking at this. I think the way I determine or يعني so stereotypes. And I think, first of all, في انطباع that we created unintentionally, or some people have created, يعني maybe purposefully or unpurposefully, whatever, is that this sector is booming and fantastic and it's great and it's very impactful. And I think that's not the case. I mean, A, it is not the case in the essence where, you know, A, we're not economically impactful. Okay. And I think we need to address this as an issue, as a serious issue. And we need to be economically impactful. So I see it in the we are an MVP, using the terminology we use in startups, that needs to be rolled out. Okay. In nokta thania, I think there are we're importing the concept of venture capital and entrepreneurship ila mantiqatna. So what we did is what manna is we created a stereotype عند الخارج إنه نحنا في الداخل we don't understand entrepreneurship. We don't know about, you know, what it means to be founders. We don't know what it takes to start a business. عندنا خوف من ال, you know, we have this fear of failure. We're not ready to experiment. يعني أعطينا انطباعات كثيرة جدا, which I think have harmed us in any in the long term, right? I mean, we are people that are capable of doing X, Y, Z. I'm not going to address the issues, but I think we need to have a discussion around verbatim internally. You ask me what stereotypes would I like to see change? Can we become, إلى حد ما, of course, I understand we're very much different, لكن إلى حد ما, we have a sense of uniform when it comes to how we address terminology داخل القطاع. Government intervention. I think we've also addressed the issues in different ways. And if government intervention is key, important, needed, required, but not with a heavy hand. And I think now it's very much, the scene is very much driven by government intervention, whether it is at the level of funds, grants, donor money, being even LPs that anchor funds, 1,001 things basically go across. And أخيراً وليس آخراً إنه we did not present a common front. إنه نحن منطقة عربية واحدة, 400 مليون نسمة أكثر أو أقل. أصبح الكل ينظر إنه في خصوصية, لأنه الحكومات لما تتدخل المغرب حتفكر في الفاوندر أو الانتربرنور المغربي, مصر will think about Egypt, Tunis will think about Tunis, Jordan will think about Jordan, and you can basically build on that the different scenarios that you will have. This discrepancy, we did not really show what it means to be 400 million. We did also create a stereotype, and I'll end with this note, where نحن were copycats. We are not creating genuine thinking, right? Or genuine intellectual property. في أغلب الأحوال you'll find إنه في startup بالمغرب, بتونس, بمصر, بالأردن, بالسعودية are doing the same thing, but literally the same thing, same startup, ولكن مع مراعاة الفارق. We're looking for exits that can come out from outside. We don't really can probably generate exits that are organic and driven organically. على أي حال, I think that's a couple of things that we can also discuss in more detail.
Yes, احنا كمان بنبتدي بالستيريوتايبس او بنبتدي بالحاجات اللي احنا عايزين نغيرها عشان بعد كده during the conversation نحاول unfold all of this more and more so that we can get to somewhere. قبل ما اسالكم انا حابه اعرف اكتر, هدى ممكن تقول لنا الانيشيتيفز that you're leading in Tunis, Senegal, Morocco. How are people responding to these efforts? What are the successes that you've seen so far?
So, we started... today, we're a Pan-African initiative. Our headquarters are not Tunis, are the US. We're adding also some headquarters in France because over the 8 years, we completely understood we cannot expand the startups in their local markets. احنا في تونس, we're 12 million. حتى تغزل المغرب, it's 34 million, except from Egypt to Nigeria or some of those big countries, most of us, no way to grow internally. So today, our initiatives today are, I would say, we can sum them up in 5 ones that would go from 2 spaces. So what we call everything but deep tech, the soft tech one, and deep tech that we run with MIT and other partners. So very different worlds, very different teams, because when you're a science-led venture, the time you need, the type of resources, the investments that you need, the type of market that you have, which is often a B2B that would easily buy the science if it's outside, the difficulty is how to get the science out of the lab, is very different story. And in the beginning, we tried to mix them up with the soft tech and we understood that it was that bad. The other programs that we have, most of them, so 80% are into non-deep tech. We're industry agnostic and we go all the way from you have an idea, we want to help you get to a proof of concept. Those are our OSTX programs. 2 programs that are our flagships, which are OST, helping startups from the proof of concept to their MVP and the beginning of a market traction. And then we have programs that are like for investment readiness, where every year we support 12 startups to get them to reach their first million. And they're across all Africa. And finally, our program called Paperplane, which is a non-educational program for all those startups who are fed up with educational programs, who just want to meet investors and go to international country, to other countries in Africa to get to see what's happening. And I just came back from Morocco now, where we did our Global Immersion Week, which is our biggest annual event, where around 100 participants with like 25 investors that are there to see the startups and really have breakfast with them, have dinner with them, get to know them. So I would say we're ecosystem builders in the sense where we don't take equity. We do not get startups to pay for the service, but we are very, very competitive in our selection. Our selection, we do it with more than 20 VCs who are our partners, but also our different other, I would say, partners in the our donors who are, like I would say, educated as well into innovation and startups. And what we do technically is we want to make sure that we stop having this narrative about the African continent that is isolated, because it's a reality here. Ya jama'a, mata, think about it. If you're an African, if you're an Arab, you don't have a visa. So you can barely travel. How can you see what's happening outside of your country and become a global leader if you don't even experience it? So ahna, what we do is building this very, very connected platform with more than 25 partners. That way, if you go to Tunis or to Morocco or to Senegal or to Jordan, or to, we already know people there who are our friends. And why are they our friends? Because when we go to countries, we are not contractors. We are not consultants. We don't go there to make money. We go there with our budget and we sit with the ecosystem players and we say, this is what we know. This is what we don't know. And based on what we know, how can we serve you? And we get our donors to trust us and to trust our narrative. For instance, us, what we don't do, and I know I've had some critics here from some donors who come and see us to say, hey, come work on migration or come just do green. We say we don't, we're not going to do that. And I would rather disappear than just be an executor for different donors. I know that it's risky for our organization, but what we try to do is to beautifully understand very genuinely what the market needs and to convince donors to tell them, please, if you're going to Tunis or to Morocco or to Senegal, it's not the same need. So let us sit with the ecosystem players and we offer trainings to them. We bring Columbia University to give them trainings, listen to them, and then we look at our different programs and we adjust them depending on the country. And finally, I would conclude that what we build in reality is a sort of layer of a platform where in each country we have players who trust us, who we trust, with whom we want to work, and that becomes a community of people who will clearly develop activities together. We do see startups that want to merge. We do startups who know where, in which incubator they will be going. We see investors who say, oh, I didn't know that this Moroccan investor was investing, so maybe we can co-invest. We had 500 startup Saudi who was with us this week and was saying, oh, I didn't know the investors in Morocco, and we're just organizing for next September a training where we bring people from different spaces to Morocco to say, if that you guys needed to co-invest, let's have practices that are similar so that they can feel that they can co-invest together. So because we're an NGO and it's part of our mission, these are the types of activities we do. We don't see ourselves today as a Y Combinator that is trying to build the unicorns. We're very far from there. We are really into building a space where people feel comfortable growing together.
Amazing. Thank you. Ahna, you mentioned a lot of interesting points that we will definitely get back to. But before that, Youssef, can you also highlight some of the initiatives that VentureX is doing, especially the sectors that we're focused on and why we're focused on these sectors?
I think الحوار واضح إنه, which is something that I think كلنا في حاجة إليه في المنطقة. We still don't have, I mean, we're not going to have answers, right, to all the questions. And we're going to have different philosophies, different approaches, and we'll agree and disagree. And hopefully, يعني بالمحصلة, the challenge is that if you look, and that's where we came from, if you look على annual performance of venture capital, it basically should be always, بغض النظر about anything that we do, it should be measured by two major KPIs. I mean, واحد, how many startups are we seeing incorporated and launched on an annual basis? واثنين, how much capital is being deployed في المنطقة? And I'm saying capital deployed annually into these startups. لما يتم الإفصاح مثلاً عن محفظة ب 50 مليون أو 100 مليون أو 25 مليون أو 6 مليون حتى أو أقل أو أكثر, that's an announcement, but it's going to translate into an annual deployment annually. So these two metrics, لما we looked at these two metrics, we found إنه نحنا we wanted as a private firm, نحنا we're privately driven, we're a for-profit entity, we said, okay, well, let's become a catalyst. Hopefully, يتبنى معنا الكل ونمشي كلنا في خط واحد. Where we need to see more accelerators, right? We need to see, you know, if I say على 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 العالم العربي, we need hundreds of accelerators. لما ذكرت هدى موضوع ال deep tech, we need tens and tens of incubators في الجامعة, which work, يعني within the labs, parallel to the labs, with researchers doing really interesting stuff. So we looked at it and said, you know what, why don't we come in and do a couple of things? فمن ناحية, we looked at it from a category perspective, the category of acceleration or entrepreneurship or acceleration تحديدا. وأطلقنا في الأردن بالشراكة مع وزارة الاقتصاد الرقمي something called Accelerate Jordan. So the idea was, can we get a narrative out there? And we all need to accelerate, okay? And that is very important لنا كلنا. And then under that, عملنا, if you want to call it, under the category, brands. And across 12 years في الأردن, we still don't have that many accelerators. I mean, still, we have Oasis 500 being a flagship, and we have an introduction of a fund slash accelerator, Flat 6 Labs. شفنا وشاهدنا يعني some others, Propeller, iPark, Shamal Start, and I might have, anyone who listens to this, I apologize if I missed anyone. But we launched a theme-based accelerator approach. So عملنا agriculture, agri-food tech. And it comes without saying, we have a very large base of agriculture في عالمنا العربي. And I'm still surprised إنه وسميناها حصاد, يعني X number of years after we launched in 2019, ما زلنا ما عم بنشوف more. And I would love to see more agri-food tech accelerators, right, across the region. But we then focused on something that had a soft spot and a very good experience. When I was at Oasis 500, I launched the first regional creative industries fund. It was an investment fund. So what we did is ركزنا على القطاع اللي هو غير تقني أو تقني. It doesn't matter for us, which is the creative industries. And again, that's something that's very soft and intimate في عالمنا العربي again. I mean, we have a lot of talent from theater to script writing, to film, to music, to to media, right? وكان بالنسبة لي إنه if you start a creative agency ولا a PR agency, that's something I would like to work with. ما عندي مانع. If you're a theater, we'll work with you on trying to make that work and develop it into something that's meaningful, scalable. أضفنا إلى ذلك health, which was so tech and health, and tourism. And we did partnerships مع كل واحدة من هذه الجهات. So we always have a concept called the validating partner. You want to talk about farming, لابد يكون معك مزارع, farms, right? حابين تتكلموا أنتوا عن ال creative industry, لازم نتكلم نحن عن الجهات العاملة في هذا القطاع, مثل الهيئة الملكية للأفلام أو معهد الموسيقى أو معهد الإعلام الأردني, وقص على ذلك. So you had a lot of these things that we wanted to keep basically promoting through enablers and validating partners. So the enabler, يساعد شركة تمكين. So شركة تمكين المحلي اللي بيساعدني إني أمكن الفكرة أنها تتسارع وتتصل إلى مراحل مختلفة من النمو. Validating partner هو early adopter اللي يجي يقول تعالي عمي, let's basically apply this inside that context, okay? I'm a farm, I'm willing to test this. I am a brand, I'm willing to work with you as a media agency, and so forth, right? So you basically have this very wide attention. And of course, I mentioned طبعاً and tech and tourism, which was an important sector for us, and we're very fluid. Our target was in the نحن, we will start with these accelerators. We're going to keep pushing and advocating إلى أن نصل إلى 15 accelerator. And hopefully by then, الكل يتشارك ويصير معانا في الأردن لحالها, فقس على ذلك أنه بدأنا نتوسع في هذا المجال. We did an implementation في سياق المملكة العربية السعودية. We did an implementation في قطاع التمور under حصاد. We created again Accelerate Saudi Arabia. And we kept promoting this concept, this idea. عملنا نحن Innovative Yemen to look at the Yemen in a critical situation. And how do we basically accelerate again economic growth? وبدأنا ندخل في thinking about the importance of using acceleration as a tool to advocate for alternative economic development. And that's really where we are today. And we're very much strong advocates of that going forward. And hopefully we'll get somewhere where we hopefully see everyone all over the Arab world basically coming and pushing out more accelerators. لكي نصل إلى these two basic metrics. One, thousands of startups should basically be coming out of a population فيها 400 مليون إنسان. And we should have hundreds of millions of dollars being deployed. I know we're very far away from that, but if we agree on these common goals, we can at least agree on how far away are we from that, and who's contributing towards it, and how do we collaborate, Huda, Anna, Inti, and how do we all work towards that common denominator that we all want to see and realize.
Can I probably just add something here, coming and like discovering more and more the GCC world? And there is like two different paradigms, and I'll tell you, like, for me, like, when I go to GCC and then I come back to the, I would say, rest of the Arab world, the one that is linked to the African continent, while the first one is transactional, and I'm saying it in the right way, which is talking about capital and discussing about we're a for-profit that's building a model that needs to be profitable. In Africa, we are kind of driven by this mentality of we are doing entrepreneurship through donations coming from development aids, coming from whether the US or coming from Europe or coming from those countries that do have a specific interest in Africa. So I do think that if that Arab world needed to collaborate, the first thing that needs to happen is an understanding of the two paradigms that are animating the ecosystems that are completely different. And I know that for me, like when I started discovering GCC, I was really understanding that it's a total different, it's a different paradigm. And you have to understand it. You have to deal with it. You have to make it normal that you're a for-profit and that at the end of the day, it's about creating businesses that make money, and accelerators should be also asking for sweat capital. In Africa, that's a different game. We are doing accelerators are based all supported by USAID or European Union or this or that for different objectives, sometimes also forgetting the profitability need.
But I think in يعني تجربتي أنا الشخصية, يعني I've been here, as I said, in Jordan for 12 years. I agree with you. المشرق وشمال أفريقيا are a different box versus maybe the GCC, right? ولكن, when you talk about campuses and innovation, it becomes very universal. يعني أنه السؤال المطروح بغض النظر, أنا في الجامعة الأردنية في عمان, أو أنا في جامعة القيروان مثلا في تونس, I don't know if that's a technical school ولا لا, ولا أنا مثلا في, يعني حتى if I may, you know, I used to be a recruiting manager in Procter & Gamble, وكانت المغرب, Procter & Gamble, Egypt, used to recruit their talent from Polytechnique in France and from, I forgot the name of the business school, but it was a business school out of France. لكي يتم توظيفهم والعمل داخل المغرب. بغض النظر, where you are as a national, let's say, the question is, طبعا الفرص تتفاوت, إنه are we seeing and realizing the same, the creation of startups? يعني لو تروحي أنت في الرياض, انت مثلا لو هدى وانا وماري كنا قاعدين بالرياض وعم نحكي مع الناس بالرياض, شو حيقولوا لنا؟ حيقولوا لنا انه we don't have deal flow. And then if you go to Amman and you sit down in Amman, they'll tell you we don't have deal flow مثلا, right? And if you go to المغرب, which I've had some interactions مع يعني كثير من الزملاء في الدار البيضاء وغيرها, يعني they'll say we're struggling with deal flow. فكأنه يعني this كلمة deal flow, creation of startups, traction is always going to be a similar issue or challenge. You'll find again ما بين هؤلاء كلهم انه حيقولوا لك انه اوكي انا I want to invest ولكن the valuations are not making any sense مثلا يعني right. we don't have enough angel networks. Okay, so في مع مراعاة الفارق, okay, مع مراعاة إنه التدخل, the intervention might be coming from a donor entity جاية على عمان لعندي عم بتساعدني, طيب, أو على تونس أو على أو على أفريقيا بشكل عام يعني, أو إنه it's genuinely coming from الحكومة يعني مثلاً يعني if I look at the funds اللي هي تنطلق في بعض الدول قد تأتي من وزارة المالية بشكل مستقل بشكل يعني منفصل عن أي دعم خارجي. In our case في المشرق, in our common case في تونس ولا الأردن لبنان, in everything we're doing the World Bank is always going to be there, USAID, the EU, UNDP, you know, the list, GIZ, I mean the list goes on, right? The every possible agency has some sort of engagement or involvement in entrepreneurship at our level, whether it's at, you know, sector driven, gender driven, whatever the reasons are. That discussion does not happen when you go to Doha or Riyadh or Abu Dhabi or other places. Yeah, and granted, but we still are facing the same issues. We're not getting the deal flow out there. We're all saying, كلنا في المنطقة, we're struggling with the number of accelerators that are making economic sense, or not even making any. يعني it's not even in Europe and the US. Not every accelerator is a for-profit entity, right? I mean, sometimes states like in Miami, if I can give you an example, the governor of Miami has a full-fledged subsidized package for attracting people to set up shop in Miami, and there's no profit, you know, driven by that, right? It's very much different. Well, we're still at that very early stage. ومع ذلك, we're jumping the gun sometimes. I mean, we jump from accelerators, now we're talking about design studios or venture studios. We haven't lista kamalna getting venture capital. Now people are talking about impact investing and so forth. So I think in the net we have common issues. Let's put them in a box and focus on them together.
You actually, both of you touched upon a lot of interesting points. بس عايزة أتكلم في حاجتين, الإيكوسيستم والفندنج. مبدئياً I want to talk about ecosystem للناس اللي مش فاهمة إيه الإيكوسيستم. هو البيئة اللي بتدعم الشركات الناشئة أنها تكبر. ممكن تكون organizations بتدي تمويل بشكل من الأشكال المختلفة, أو بتدي training, أو بتمهد طريق للشركة أنها تفتح في بلد تانية, في ماركت تانية. في شركات بتسهل legalities والresearch, وأخيراً برضو التالنت is of course part of the ecosystem. So this is what we mean when we say ecosystem. One of the things I have noticed was especially, and أنا شغالة في مصر في الإيكوسيستم بقالي شوية, and sometimes actually الكلمة دي بتعصبني. يعني أنا بحس إنه الكلمة دي بدل ما هي it means something big, it means all of what we have said, شوية الناس بتاخدها اللي هو إحنا شلة صغيرة, like we are a group of people who are owning this whole entrepreneurship thing, where we know how to do things, and in many cases, as you said, Yusuf, it's imported aslan, and it's a closed cycle. يعني شوية مش بنخلي الناس التانية تدخل, أو ما فيش mediums كفاية بتوعي الناس التانية اللي هي ممكن يكون عندها أفكار, ممكن يكون عندها research, ممكن تكون عاملة like very cool graduation projects, إنها تدخل في الإيكوسيستم ده. I want to know how you think about this, especially for the ecosystem.
I personally had the chance to be part of the nascent not one in Tunis, and to be honest, my feeling was very different. But we have to understand also historically what happened there. We woke up one day and we ended up orphans, no president. The country is like, ahla wa sahla, we're alone. So what happened at that time is, you know what orphans do oftentimes is they get together. And this is exactly what happened in the innovation ecosystem between the 2011 up to the moment the startups went to the parliament to negotiate the regulation. I don't know if you realize, but for a country like Tunis, who was going through 23 years of Habib Bourguiba, who was a strong, great president, and then Ben Ali, 23 years, where everything was top down, and suddenly learning to become a citizen and learning also to become an economic player that is there to build. So at that time, we had an amazing technology minister who said, "Aya yalla wasahla, come and let's all discuss." It was like probably 150 people who were the task and a task force, and it took 3 years to get the parliament to vote. So the ecosystem has been extremely supportive. What happened was everyone was working for free at that time. So, you know, when there is no money in the at stake, Dima, it's always the same. Like when you go with the free spirit, with just the volunteer to build your country, nothing can result in a nicer ecosystem. And that's why I think that I'm looking at other ecosystems. The more it's bottom up, grassroots, the more it's like the moment you start having money that enter and people start to battle, then competition can enter. It can be healthy or not. So I think that it really depends on the country here. What I see in Senegal, what I see in Morocco, what I see in Tunisia and other countries is very different. And it depends on who's putting in place the regulation, where is the money coming from, how much money is there. And then based on that, oftentimes it will define the nature of the ecosystem. I mean, in I would say in Senegal, for instance, as much as in Tunisia, it's extremely open. And like oftentimes any player that comes is like very welcome. We have 65 support structures in Tunisia that are kind of collaborating together. I will tell you more once we will have less resources, because it will happen and we will have to find ways to sustain. So the game might change. Heduma, the first, I would say, perspective that I see, but I would still say that I've been going through a delightful experience in most of the ecosystems that I visited, including Jordan, that I really loved with like what ISSF is doing and most of the support structures there.
Well, and I think, you know, يعني نحنا أنت بتقولي مثلاً ecosystem. أولا الكلمة ecosystem gives or creates كمان يعني impressions أو stereotypes أو تخلق يعني تطور أو تصور موجود في ذه يعني تخلق ذهنية معينة يعني right. فربما نستفيد إنه أن نبتعد عن كلمة إنه نحنا أصبحنا ecosystem كامل أو قادر على إنه ينطلق بشكل مستقل أو غير مستقل حتى يعني في الأخير. أنا أعتقد إنه نحن كأنه أحد يعني I could say إنها هي خطأ إنه we أصبحنا يعني exclusive. أنت you said we're like a small club أو we're a group of people جايين مع بعض. ف لأنه بدأنا بهالطريقة يعني حتى في الشكل في الصورة في الهيئة في اللغة في نوع الإيفنتات بتاعتنا يعني how we do events even how we celebrate how we go out, everything. كل ما يتعلق ب when you talk about entrepreneurship and startups and founders, في إيقاع معين يأتي ضمن ال يعني ال ذهنية الشخص اللي عم بيراقب what we're doing. بس what we did بغير قصد أعتقد أنه نحن لم نبدأ من أول يوم نتخاطب مع مثلا الغرف التجارية ال التجار المجتمع التجاري داخل كل مدينة وكل عاصمة وكل دولة يعني فاهم ما زلت اليوم بعد 12 سنة أوكي تقعدي أنت مع رؤساء غرف تجارية مش سامعين عن أي شيء اسمه يعني حتى لما هن يتكلموا عباد entrepreneurship يقولوا أوكي يعني كأنها مجاملة يعني لا يعني بس إنه ما في إحاطة إنه there's something actually happening it's like they're beginning from scratch أو إنه بادين من صفر يعني right they don't ما عندهم اطلاع على who's playing in this space who's been there who's done this who's failed and maybe can give you some insight about how to make it work when you're doing it again ففي عمليا انقطاع يعني انقطاع ما بين I would think انه ثلاث جوانب الانقطاع ما بين الغرف التجاريه وما تمثله من 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 تجار وما تشكله من راس مال اوكي اثنين انقطاع حتى مع الجامعات يعني أنا مثلا أحد الأشياء وربما طبعا كل إنسان له تجربته الخاصة بس I went and did not research not quantitative ولا حتى qualitative مش focus groups بس يعني dipstick assessment محاضرة في 200 طالب ولا 150 طالب and you ask them some basic questions right do you know about A, B, C, D No, we haven't heard about them يعني فهل أنتوا عارفين أنه you can launch a company and في الجهة الفلانية And let's say Huda موجوده, she can help you build this your startup. No, we don't know about that. يعني ففي حتى في الجامعات كpopulation, لما اتكلم على مثلا لما رحنا الان على الاسكندريه ورحنا على بني سويف, اتكلم عن جامعات عباره عن قرى 100,000 80,000 50,000, يعني ارقام كبيره جدا, يعني خاصه لما every time you go into Africa الارقام تزداد, يعني right الجامعات become these small townships الى حد ما. But yet the level of awareness top of mind doesn't exist. So I think انه ال I think انه نحن we need to break this, يعني I don't know how, and I think the only thing that we keep doing at Venture X انه نحن قررنا is we will only work with students, we want to work with students, يعني as a key approach, as a key fundamental differentiation between us and anybody else. أفضل حالة نموذجية for us to work with is a student-led founded startup. First time, مش employee, مش single founder, you know, from the campus. And then we kept talking and we're still talking للغرف التجارية, and it's not easy, but ما زلنا نتحدث معهم بشكل مستمر وبنقول لهم انه وحتى المصطلحات يعني حتى المصطلحات يعني ابتعدنا عنها, right, اللي هي basically انه بمعنى انه I don't use entrepreneurship sometimes في بعض الاجتماعات مع الغرفة التجارية, I don't use كلمة ريادي, okay, I just don't do that anymore, right, ف يعني هذه الأشياء كلها بتساعدني في what I call توطين القطاع. طيب توطين القطاع جدا جدا مهم بالنسبة لي. هل أسميه إيش الكلمة يعني عفوا angel investor, هل أسميه مستثمر ملائكي, I don't need to call مستثمر نقطة على السطر, that's all I need to call him, يعني you're an investor, يعني so I think these are elements we need to think about, كيف نوطن هذه المفاهيم لكي تكون أكثر شمولية وأكثر انفتاح على كل أطياف المجتمع الذي نحن يعني جزء منه وجزء لا نتجزأ منه بشكل عام.
Yeah, very interesting. عشان اللي أنا كان قصدي أنه مش شرط خالص نكون كنا قصدين نعمل كده أو قصدين نبقى exclusive, بس I think أنه we got used to the fact that we are these players وخلاص, يعني we do things in a certain way and these are the people we're surrounded with, these are the terms we use. فهي السؤال أكتر أنه زي نبقى approachable أكتر, ويوسف this is what you highlighted a little bit, أنه ممكن simplify things, for the sake of the people watching حتى إزاي ممكن نختصر أو نتكلم عن الحاجات اللي احنا بنعملها بطريقة simple كل الناس تفهمها وتكون حاسة أن هي أنا ممكن أبقى part of this, I can be part of this, I have an amazing idea, I want to start something, how can we be approachable, Huda, what do you think?
أنا بصراحة معناتها what I see in this ecosystem, I mean this is a very natural way of being of any ecosystem player. Think about it. حتى forget the innovation ecosystem. If you look at all the players of any type of industry, like the professionals of the tourism industry, you always have the old players, the new ones, less accepted by the old players. It's a humanity thing. Old generation blaming the new one less. I think it's a kind of a normal multi-layer system where it's about generations and people who want to keep on holding to the old ways of doing things, the ways they know, and then new players feeling that they're not totally accepted and it takes time. And so I would think it's kind of a very natural positionings, exactly the same way that you would see in any type of industry. You always have that. It's natural. It's the competition. It is the we do it better type of attitude that oftentimes people have. And I think that just the innovation ecosystem has no big differences with what's happening in the rest. Even though I still have a more, again, optimistic perspective in what I see, I do see a lot of players collaborate. I do see a lot of players very... admiring what the others are doing. I know that when we started, for instance, Flat Six Lab was like the wow thing. We were always like, wow, they're so cool. So it's like, you have to have that. And I think that if you start seeing less competition, then it's also sometimes a bad sign. It means that you won't have those Messi's in the football game that you're like, wow, I want to become Messi. So I think it's like, if you're a player, I mean, if you're just fair enough to see also when people are better than you and you admiring what they do, and it's a nice spirit, then competition is amazing.
Of course, competition is amazing. But since you mentioned competition and you had mentioned it before, you also mentioned resources and funding. And I'm wondering if there is an alternative way to do what we do without relying so heavily on funding, especially, you know, it comes with their own mandate sometimes. زي ما قلت يعني, you already stressed this enough. And yeah. It should make sense economically. So how can we make it make sense economically?
Early stage is about, generally speaking, in countries that have money, is de-risked by the government. It's a way to, in most countries, like take Germany, take the US, they have a lot of money in universities. You look at Harvard, you look at MIT, we work a lot with them. Like, they have endless resources to get people to fail and fail again and feel secure failing. And I think that, Youssef, you said something here that I absolutely loved, which is this also culture of failure, because entrepreneurship is about learning to fail once and again until you end up finding the right way. This is what we don't have in the Arab world, where oftentimes when you in Tunis, before the Startup Act, if you go bankrupt, you go to prison. It's not a joke. So it's like you're not allowed to go bankrupt. While in the US, it's about, you failed, this is amazing, halas, you, next time you'll get it right. So resources-wise, you need to have some de-risked capital that comes from governments, because they see that innovation is, it's about societies. It's alternative education. It's human capital that you build. It is solutions to challenges using deep tech, where startups can be used as an arm to solve problems that governments sometimes are not able to solve. That's very early stage. وبعدين, the more you grow, this is where I totally join here again, Youssef, which is you have to find ways to become profitable. And I'd like to hear also Youssef, because I've been taught in the, I would say, very much influenced by the MIT model, which says no transactional education. If you look at what Bill Olet is doing, and I want to tell them, guys, you have a lot of money. This is cool to hear. But at the same time, it's also because you're Boston. But like, I do have this questioning about to what extent can I teach people with the right mindset while I'm taking equity, and then they feel that there is a transactional part. As of now, we decided to remain non-transactional. But at the same time, if you need your sustainability, you also need to be able to invest, making it transactional so that tomorrow you can sustain. And I'm very, very curious to hear Youssef here, because we made a different choice.
Yeah, Anishuf, I think, first of all, you said resources. Anything you want to do in life needs cash, right? Needs money in some form or fashion, right? Again, going back to the كلمة ecosystem, you look at كم من الجرانتس المتاحة for R&D researchers في الجامعات المحلية, الجامعة الأردنية, كم معها, أنا كباحث مثلا في الجامعة الأردنية, how much money do I have access? وهذه جامعة بغض النظر عن التقلبات اللي مرت فيها مثلا, بس هي تتبع الحكومة, يعني عمليا كم الحكومة تستطيع أن تقدم من خلال الجامعة للresearchers مال, grants, منح. In Europe, you have يعني dedicated funds that, if I use the word de-risking, it's not capital. لسه ما وصلنا to capital yet, right? You're de-risking a lot of innovation. You're funding it. You're subsidizing it. You're supporting it. في الجامعات, في محلات الابتكار والإبداع والinnovation بشكل عام, صح? So it's very important, you know, we take that as a reality غائبة عننا اليوم. Okay, we don't have much access to cash, let alone the whole value chain. So بداية من النقطة الأولى, when somebody basically is thinking about an idea, ما زلنا نعاني معاناة كبيرة جدا جدا جدا, إنه هذا صاحب الفكرة can take it to the lab and do something with it. Okay, that's totally different when you're in MIT ولا Imperial College ولا look at European Space Agency, ESA in Europe, and the amount of funding that they give people to leverage IP خلقوه be under the umbrella of the European Space Agency, and you can take from €500,000 to €5 million, or مبالغ مختلفة طبعاً, and you can study that, and they're published. You can see all the webs on the website, all of these interesting startups that are working on interesting stuff. And this is still grant money, okay? We haven't come in and touched the capital side of it. Now, we're still, you know, 2/3 of venture capital is in the Bay Area. So, and we still don't have that appetite. مهما قلنا نحن انه we have VCs and مش, يعني okay, حاضر على عيني وراسي, يعني, we all have VCs and we want to see more VCs. But are we still aggressive as VCs? I mean, in Boston, an entrepreneur will struggle with the culture of Boston. He can find easier access to cash if he flies over 5 hours to the Bay Area, right? So I think we need to come to terms with that reality. And no, it's challenging. And yes, it is a challenging moment for us, whether we decided to do this on a for-profit model. And it's risk. And اليوم today, as an investor, I'm investing in a team of people for months on end, years on end, to create, hopefully, a successful portfolio that after X number of years will have a good multiplier to return back the capital plus the carried interest for the people that worked on this for X number of years, right? So that's a risk model, but it's something that I would love to see more of. And we all need to be willing to work on these ideas and to deliver them going forward and accordingly, okay? And I think that's an important point to highlight. And I think that's my ending note for this discussion, at least.
So, yeah, I think this whole conversation can go on for a really long time. And with everything we have discussed today, it's obvious and we want more. We want more of these conversations, but we also want to see how we can build more, more accelerators, how we can build more startups, more investors, more talent, and actually see the truly, yani, the economic impact of it all. Before I let you go, both of you, I'll ask one last question. How do you think we can collaborate better as an Arab world, as the Middle East, or hatta as Africa and the Middle East? How could we work better together?
Based on what I've seen in the last decade or so, collaboration is a result of aligned interest. And then that's the number one element. And then based on that, it's likability and trust. This is a reality. You collaborate with people with whom you like working. And we often tend to forget that. So to be honest, there needs to be more information about what are the moves of each and everyone, who's doing what and who would need whom to do that. But there also needs to be some investment of personal time into events, seminars, where we get to meet people, where we get to network, where we get to exchange our perceptions, our visions. And those are often the times where you end up saying, oh, I think with that person, we have big complementarities, we have a common energy, there's something in the way we work together that's going to make it work. And finally, probably a third one would be, there needs to be financial opportunities that facilitate this to happen. Because oftentimes, when you build consortiums, it is important to have to be able to identify real meaningful opportunities to solve real problems. And for that, you can be volunteering to start, but at some point of time, you need to find interesting ways to generate revenue. And I think that one of the big challenges of SSOs, startup support organizations, as we like to call them, is to be innovative in the way they generate revenues, less depending on donors, more depending on, for instance, corporates who might want to really find ways to be more innovative. And I think that looking at really the Arab world, one of the elements that is lacking is a real conversation between the corporates and this innovation world, as if the corporates didn't need innovation. While in reality, all of it will need to find ways to disrupt the way they do business. And collaboration with startups with support structures are clearly the way. And I think that today we do see a real difference between those corporates that are walking the talk, and Siemens and others who are trying to innovate, and the ones who are completely close to that, while they might be disrupted by what the new economy is preparing for them. So yeah, again, getting to know each other, identifying joint alignments, finding ways to generate revenues, and probably more conversation with the corporate world.
100%. طيب, Yusuf, and for you, I want to ask you one last question. And it's, how do you think we can collaborate better as an Arab world, or the Middle East, or whatever we call it? How do you think we can work better together?
شو أنا أعتقد اللي قالته هدى was an interesting point. يعني هي ذكرتنا كلنا, أنا مقتنع 100% ليش نحن عم نركز على الجامعات, إن الجامعات هي تمثل الشريحة الأكبر من الناس, فهم؟ ولكن it's the grassroots movement, يعني إنه يكون organically bottom to top. ف I would really يعني invite أو أدعو يعني من خلال هذه المنصة بالتعاون مع هدى وكل من يريد عمليا, it's an open invitation if we can, إنه نحن نعمل منصة تجمعنا جميعا, يعني a board, okay, a parliament إذا صح التعبير, يعني right, and of representatives across the region, where we call it a network, an organization, whatever you want to call it basically, but for me the basic simplest form is إنه a board of interested parties مهتمين إنه to advocate for growing and developing this sector going forward. So I think that would be an interesting يعني parallel or to what we're seeing in other places. أو إنه نحاول إنه أن نستفيد من 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 التجارب بشكل عام. هذا الكولابريشن يمكن أن يساعد حتى في الآلية اللي من خلالها نتكلم مع المؤسسات المانحة أو الدولية في المناطق التي تستفيد من المانحين. وأيضا في التواصل وخلق يعني والترابط ما بيننا وما بين المؤسسات الموجودة في دول مثل المملكة العربية السعودية أو الإمارات العربية المتحدة أو قطر أو الكويت أو البحرين أو عمان أو غيرها. And I think that would be quite novel and important لنا كلنا. إنه we all sit down across the table and نتفلسف على بعض, نختلف مع بعض, نتفق مع بعض, نقول لا هيدا بتصير هيدا ما بتصير. يعني we all basically come up and say let's advocate. أهم نقطة بهالكلام is when we grow the category. Okay, we can have different brands, different ideas, different concepts. تحت مظلة واحدة تبقى تنمو وتنمو وتنمو وتتزايد بشكل كبير. Okay, and I think that's important for all of us. Another point, إنه we إذا صح التعبير we cross borders. يعني أنا I would like إني أتمنى مثلا, I'm just imagining here, بس إنه هدى أجي أستضيفها بعمان, okay, أو إنه ونحن نروح يمكن نطلق venture X بتونس ولا بالمغرب ولا بالسنغال she mentioned. إنه how can we you know cross the borders and really move from our comfort zones. We do, you know, just like we're doing in Egypt, right? I mean, we moved from a comfort zone here, and we're doing something in not Cairo but Alexandria. مش بس Alexandria, ببني سويف يعني صح. Not your usual destinations that you want to basically go to.
Not at all.
يعني at all. So I think if we can do even more than that, يعني I remember so well when we were invited by the World Bank, and I took it up. People were saying, "What the hell are you doing?" يعني, right? يعني رايح على جامايكا. I mean, أنت قاعد بعمان يعني دخلك أنت بيك يعني Kingston in Jamaica, right? And I did believe that we had something to offer. كل اللي كانوا موجودين في الطاولة كانوا من أمريكا اللاتينية, من الكاريبي, من ميامي, من East US, من Central US, and they were all pitching the World Bank, and we can build this ecosystem in Jamaica. We ended up being the entity that was chosen for that, right? So نحن in a Jamaican context, this Jordanian model was basically said, you know what, come and try to do it. And we even invited, we invested in 5 startups that were Jamaican startups that came and spent time in عندنا بعمان. So I think there's a lot that we can give, that we can export, that we can use to create this collaboration and cooperation ما بيننا كلنا. And I think there's a lot to learn from that. بس يعني let's start setting up shop in different places and think of how we do that. يعني today it's Huda, اليوم يوسف, بكرة it's you know 3, 4, 5, 10, 100 people. We're all collaborating on getting this narrative, this agenda moving forward. It's one agenda. We're all in it. يعني for the long, يعني for the long term. And I think, you know, we all need to basically be committed to making a difference. في حياة يعني المجتمعات اللي نحن جزء لا جزء منها, وفي حياة مستقبل أولادنا وأولاد أولادنا, يعني which I think is important for all of us.
Yep. And with this, يعني I have no other words. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me للبودكاست. There are a lot more conversations that need to be done, a lot more initiatives that need to be done. But as long as we're talking together, I feel like we're getting closer. Thank you so much.